Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today we're talking about overcoming challenges. And when we think about challenges that come up in our life, they're going to happen. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have successes, you're going to have failures. And it's easy to let the anger build up. It's easy to let those bad days define who you are. But more importantly, we need to figure out how to respond when those things happen. Now, we've all run into issues in our lives where we didn't do well on a test, or we didn't do well in a conversation, or there are things that we want to turn around and do over if we could, but we can't. Time has moved on and life has moved on. So how do we go back and deal with those challenges? Well, if it were for a test and you did poorly, you can ask the teacher if you can retake it. You can study harder so that you get an A on the next time. You can seek tutoring. You can ask your parents for help. You can do a lot of different things. Those challenges, they can be overcome. But some people will dwell on that bad score and they'll think that's the end of the world. And it really isn't. There are so many things that are going to happen in each of our lives that we just need to figure out how to overcome it and how to get past it. And whether it's through harder work, whether it's through connections that we have that can help us through it, whether it's support groups, whether it's prayer, if that's your go-to, you know, whoever and whatever it is you need to do to overcome those challenges will only make you stronger. And so I think about all of these things, and I found an article that went through some stories of people who have had these types of challenges. And it reminded me that we can do more than what we think we can do, always. We can try harder to be better today than we were yesterday. We can work harder, we can study, we can take classes, we can talk to people, we can really persevere in the long run, but we have to have the courage to step up, dust ourselves off, and move forward. And sometimes that's hard to do. I know people that are angry for things that have happened in their lives, and they just can't move past it. And at some point, you can't change what's happened. You can't change the past. You can't change what has been done, whether you be wronged, whether you didn't do well on a test, or maybe somebody turned you down for something. You can only take care of so much. And in the end, the only thing we can do is move forward. So I found this article. It's from developgoodhabits.com, and it's 13 famous stories about successes and overcoming challenges. This was a bit inspirational for some of those folks who might be younger, such as my kids. You may not even remember who some of these people are. You may not know, and may never have even heard of these people. But if you read through it, there's some pretty inspirational stories here, including Oprah Winfrey, J.K. Rowling, Tom Cruise, Tyler Perry, Tina Turner, Helen Keller, and the list goes on. One that I actually do think is inspirational is from Ray Charles. Now, most people who are a little bit older might remember Ray Charles as a great, gifted musician, very storied career. But for the younger generation, he is not a rapper and he is not somebody who has dated Taylor Swift. So if you need to, go ahead and look him up. But Ray Charles was born in 1930 and started to lose his sight early on, and he was basically blind. But according to this, he taught himself to play the piano, the saxophone, and the clarinet. And he also was a gospel singer in his church choir. And he changed over to R&B music and jazz music and became very soulful. And when you look at what his role in music history came about to be, he is one of the icons who, you know, coming from a poor family and losing his sight, he probably wasn't on a path on his own to have success, and yet he is one of the iconic musicians of his time, and also is a great inspiration to a lot of people who have come through the music industry after him. So if you're interested, take a look at Ray Charles. He's a very inspirational person, but he was able to overcome some enormous challenges in his life, and he had some great success. Another one that I like in here is Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh was an artist back in the 1800s. He was, in my eyes, he's one of the greatest painters of all time. Some people might question that for themselves, but overall, I think van Gogh was a very underrated artist at his time. Soon he became very well known after he died, but he overcame mental illness. He overcame being rejected by art institutes and just kept doing his own thing. And now that we look in museums, we might see a Van Gogh painting and think, how was this guy ever turned down from an art institute? How is it that this guy with mental illness painted over 900 paintings, and all of them are worth so much? He was an amazing artist, but that mental illness just it consumed his life at the end, and he took his own life. But the obstacles that he overcame were enormous in order to make a mark on the world, and he just kept trying every day. And getting better every day and trying different techniques and styles, and was an amazing artist. Another one that's always interesting to me is Stephen King. If you've ever read a Stephen King book or seen one of the movies from an adaptation of his, you'll find that Stephen King actually, he wrote over 50 books, and had several made into movies. And I mean, he was an English teacher, and he didn't know really how to make ends meet, according to this. But he just kept writing stories and submitting them to magazines. And for those kids out there, a magazine was a printed weekly or monthly printed. Well, it's a magazine. It's not a newspaper. It's not a book. It's kind of an in-between. Anyway, but people used to subscribe and get magazines weekly or monthly. And anyway, so Stephen King was writing short stories and submitting those. And so people were reading it. When he got rejected for one of his stories multiple times by publishers, his wife actually pulled it out of the trash, and it ended up becoming one of his most storied novels, called Carrie. He overcame so much rejection, and he just kept trying and kept writing and getting these stories out of his brain and onto paper, because this was probably back in the mid-70s, mid-80s. He was doing a lot more writing. Typewriters were around, but computers weren't as prominent. But he was able to overcome all of these rejections and just keep writing and honing his skill, and he got better every day. Another person who's on this list is Christopher Reeve. If you ever watched the movie Superman from back in the 80s, Christopher Reeve played that iconic character. But he had an accident, and he was taking part in a horse competition, and he fell off, and it paralyzed him from the shoulders down. And he didn't let that end his career. He kept pushing forward and worked hard to write books and made public appearances and gave speeches, but he was advocating for people with disabilities. And even though he ended up dying at a fairly young age, he was a symbol of courage and how to overcome adversity, even though he never walked again. But he fought for those people who came from diverse backgrounds and had disabilities that needed help. And he was a voice that could give that to them. So it's things like these. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg's on this list, and Frida Kahlo is on this list. Gloria Estefan, Helen Keller, as I mentioned earlier, she was both deaf and blind. And she ended up becoming an author, lecturer, and advocate for people with disabilities as well, and became iconic. That, you know, if you ever read one of her books, she really did do some great things to help people who had similar disabilities. And I mean, how can you not be inspired by any of these things? And I'm sure there's hundreds and hundreds more stories that we could be looking at. But, you know, when we get down, when we get a setback, we need to learn from any mistakes and figure out how to come out stronger. And no matter who you are, where you come from, you know, if you're determined and you have some hard work, and you put in that hard work, you can overcome it. And it's not always about money and not always about status, but having the courage to persevere. And so that's the character that, if you look at some of these stories that these folks have about how they overcame some of those issues in their lives, I mean, it's amazing. And again, these are just a few of, I'm sure there are millions of stories we could find about character and overcoming. But really, when you look at how some people react, you can either cower and you can think, you know, oh, this is going to be so bad and it's going to be horrible. You know, somebody once said, you know, they talk about the way that you think. If you think that it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad, because that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to focus in on. But if you can focus in on, yes, this sucks, it's a horrible situation that I have to go through, whatever it is, in the end, keep that positive attitude. Keep moving forward. You can't change the past. You can't change what other people have brought to the table. If you were wronged, you know what? That's on them. At some point, karma will come back to them. But keep moving forward. Keep working harder. Every day, do a little bit more. Do something every day to overcome what that challenge was, and you will see success. So with that, I thank you for listening. To my kids, I love you. I hope that any challenges are just small blips in your life and that you overcome them quickly and get to move on to great successes. For all of you, I wish the same, and thank you again for listening. Take care.